Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan today, BT, as they will announce Max Fried coming up at noon. We'll have you covered. Susan Wolman out at the stadium, Cashman, and everybody else out there will be from Fried as well. So it should be an exciting day. And as we were getting word of that yesterday, Yankees make another big move and get a guy that I know you wanted for at least a couple years. You wanted Bellinger last offseason, a couple seasons ago, I guess it was.
Yeah, I've always liked him. Yeah.
Yeah. And to me, the lefty bat, good fit with the Yankees. I mean, I still don't think they're as good as they were with Soto, but certainly life after Soto is moving on here. The Yankees have been aggressive and bringing in multiple pieces now to try to build their team out.
Yeah, and listen, that was always going to happen with Bellinger. It was just haggling over the money, $5 million. All right, prospect. He's not even a prospect. Cody Petit's 30, so it's a win for the Yankees. Here's the way I see it. Everybody is now talking about this very good, solid, strong, smart pivot to Plan B by Brian Cashman. Plan B is going to be better than Plan A. The Yankees going into, and then if they do more, and I think they will. So,
well, how much more?
I need that thumper at first base. I don't need two more players. Some people are getting a little greedy. I think that might be unrealistic. I need Walker at first base. I don't want Teoscar Hernandez. I don't want Pete Alonso. I don't love Bregman with the 7-year deal to third base. You get a legitimate thumper at first base, Sal. And you go in, Atlas, I understand paper's paper. Paper could crumble,
yeah,
right?
Right.
But going in on paper, the Yankees will have, I mean, sure, we could debate this, but we won't just to keep it moving. On paper, three of the top 20 starting pitchers in baseball with Cole, Fried, and Heel. The back end of the bullpen on paper, going to be top three. Could wind up being number one, but it's certainly on paper dominant. You got the reigning MVP, and now you've got some real, it sounds like such a contrived, scouting. Oh, you've got positional defensive versatility, mm-hmm. but it matters. Like, the things that plagued the Yankees last year are slowly disappearing. I love what the Yankees are doing so far. Absolutely love it.
Bellinger's a great fit. Here's the problem that I have with it. It's you basically have traded Soto for Bellinger and Fried, and I would never do that. Like, I would rather have Soto every day of the week. But that's what you're talking about price-wise. It's Fried and Bellinger. And what should have happened in an ideal world is Soto back plus Walker. So to me, Walker's got to be, and if it's not Walker, it's got to be a power.
Pete's the only other
real
power bat.
I think Alonzo's a good fit. Yeah. I mean, but I would not go after Bregman. We talked about Arenado. I would not go after him. Those aren't the guys that we're talking about to lengthen that Yankee lineup out. To me, it's got to be Walker. So then it's Walker and Fried and Bellinger versus Soto and Walker. And I still think that I'd rather have Soto and Walker. Now, look, you got to move on. Soto's not here. He's with the Mets. And the Yankees are doing all that they can. And I do love the fit of Bellinger for two reasons. One, because he plays center field, which is, look at the center field. It's like there aren't any good options.
So they
get a legitimate center fielder who can hit. And I don't think he's a great hitter, but he is a clutch hitter. And in Yankee Stadium, I expect Bellinger to be a more impactful bat. With the power, lefty bat, short porch and right field, whatever it may be. But in big spots, he's been proven before in the postseason with L.A. Last year, he was one of the league leaders with runners in scoring position in the National League for the Cubs. So those are things that I would value, but I still don't think it's as good as they would have been if they kept Soto and added, let's say, Christian Walker.
I choose to look at it differently, and not because I'm trying to find something to make myself feel better about losing Soto. I genuinely believe this, and I understand. I've seen some of the tweets. People shoot this to me. Baseball people that I respect put this out. If you combine the wars of the three players the Yanks have brought in so far, It doesn't exceed that of Juan Soto's. Okay, fantastic. I get that. I know that. But the way I look at it is very different. Forget about war. And I like some of these stats. You know that. I really do. I don't dismiss them. Forget about war for a moment. So what's a better outfield? Just start from a defensive perspective. Yeah. Bellinger in center or Judge and with Judge in right or Judge in center and Soto in right. Purely from a defensive 100% perspective. It's not even close.
Yeah, this one fits better. The pieces to the puzzle fit better. But your best guy, Judge, to me would not be the guy that I would invest in. Like, that's the thing, and it's... That's why it was kind of a tricky thing. We know Soto was the best player, but he wasn't a perfect fit because of the way the Yankees...
You mean the best player in the Yankees or the best player in free...
The best player that they could bring back.
All right, I got you.
So yeah, obviously one of the best players in the game, but the best player that they can bring back. But he wasn't a perfect fit because Judge is a right fielder, so you don't want to... And Soto's a right fielder, and you have Stanton at DH. Like, so, but then that's a different issue where the Yankees have invested in both Judge and Stanton, which to me is also... a little bit iffy, meaning that Judge is getting older. I know Judge is the greatest player that we've seen, all those different things. But if you're building a team out beyond just this year, which is why I think the Yankees are smart to try to take advantage of a shorter window with Judge, with Cole, and bringing in Bellinger on a short-term deal fits better. But he's not as good. Their lineup is not as good as it was a year ago.
Well, listen, I'm going to say this loud and clear. As pumped up as I am, this better not be it. Like, I don't want to see Ben Rice at first base. I don't want to see some more Band-Aids. Finish the job.
Don't you think they're going to get just one more?
Yes, and I'm okay with that, provided it's a legitimate thumper. I don't want, I know Hernandez could play.
He's not the guy.
I want a guy who's won three straight Gold Gloves, who's going to hit 30 home runs. I know he's not a kid. I want Christian Walker. I've said it for months here. And here's the interesting thing about the Yankees, right? So when they got Soto and when they got Verdugo, when they got Verdugo a year ago, right, and obviously won, I liked it a lot because I thought Verdugo was going to play better. 281 lifetime average, good fielder. Didn't work out okay.
He had moments
for sure. And, he caught the ball in the outfield. He just didn't hit enough, right? But I'm talking about going into the season. Going into the season, I didn't think they went all in. I thought they would be really good, and they were, but I never thought that they went all in. And obviously, the deadline, they got Jazz Chisholm, but they never went all in. I think it's incredibly interesting and ironic that here we are, just, months later, that the Yankees once again have another chance to go all in. Go all in for what remains of Aaron Judge's prime. All in for what remains of Gerrit Cole's prime. Go all in to push that, three more wins to win the World Series. And if they don't, I'll be grossly disappointed. As much as I like Bellinger, this can't be it. And if it's not, again, provided they get that real first baseman that I think that they will, this is an A-plus offseason for Cashman.
But don't you think all in would be Walker and, let's say, Bregman or Arenado? Like, I don't think you need Bregman if you get Walker. You could live with Arenado, who's going to be a great glove at third base, veteran presence, and a solid...
They'll need some of the money. I'll take Arenado over Bregman, sure.
I don't think it could just be Walker and then say, well, the Yankees won all in, they had an A-plus offseason. At least I don't see it like that.
Okay.
Bellinger's like, I would rather have Judge in left, even though that's more of an awkward fit, Soto in right, Dominguez in center, and Walker at first, than I would Freed behind Cole in that rotation, Bellinger in center, Judge in right, and no Soto. And Walker's got to be... like, they had to get Walker either way. We were on record saying that. It had to be Soto plus Walker, minimum for the Yankees. So if the money is spent with Bellinger and Freed, that's replacing Soto. I still think that's a negative overall. But Walker comes in and now you're saying, okay, well, they add Walker. But on top of that, the all-in, at least in my mind, would be... either, and again, I don't think Bregman's a good fit because you're going to have to overpay him. I wouldn't do that at this point. But if they're going to go all in, okay, or Arenado, but they need a third baseman.
Well, they do. But that's also something you could address at the deadline. Again, I don't want to keep punting this here, but when I say all in, Sal, if they get Christian Walker, it's not just Walker and Bellinger. It's one of the top starting pitchers in baseball and the best closer in baseball.
Right.
You've got to incorporate...
Yeah, but they had Holmes last year. The guy was an all-star closer for him.
I understand that, but he's not Devin Williams. He's just not. He's never going to be Devin.
Bullpens are fickle.
Devin Williams is not fickle. I mean, run aside to Pete Alonso. Understood. Look at the stats over four or five. The guy's untouchable. Devin Williams is an absolute beast.
Yeah, but I've seen this before with these relievers. Like, they could be untouchable 1 year or 2 years, and and then all of a sudden they get touched.
But I get that. We've seen that.
But
I'll react to that if it happens. I mean, I'm not going to go into the season saying, oh, I mean, Devin Williams is going to implode.
I get it.
Closers are a very fickle group. He's one of the best in baseball, period.
I understand, but Holmes was a two-time All-Star with the Yankees.
I know he was, and I liked him.
Right, but, and I like Lil Weisinger coming back, and he should be healthy. All I'm saying is, like, to me, that's still a wash. If anything, it's...
No, it's not a wash. Devin Williams is better than Clay. It's not a wash on any planet. And it's not a wash when you now take Luke Weaver and place him where Clay Holmes was after Clay Holmes lost his club.
Can't get hit?
No, I'm saying... No, he can. Like their bullpen, of course they can.
Yeah, their bullpen is...
The bullpen is phenomenal, dude. The closer is amazing. The eighth inning guy is amazing.
Their bullpen was phenomenal last year.
I understand. And it's one of the things they rode to the World Series. Now, you improve upon that strength, which...
I don't think they did. I think...
Okay, I do. Yeah. And now they get one of the best starting pitchers in baseball. What are we talking about here?
Right.
I mean, we can sit here and minimize whatever we want.
Well, the moves
that the Yankees have made. Now, I get it. It's subjective. You don't agree, that's fine.
You think their lineup is better today than
I don't think the offseason's done.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think that when you get to opening day, hell, when we get to New Year's Day, I guarantee you that the lineup 1 through 9, which is all I care about, everybody else can get wrapped up in the magic of Soto and the amazingness of Judge. That's two guys.
Right.
This is not the NBA with Kareem and Magic. It's just not.
Right.
This is Major League Baseball. The Yankees couldn't run. They couldn't catch it. They didn't have enough sticks. And it's changing quick. Sal, I love what Brian Cashman's doing. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Walker and Bellinger, you think is better than Juan Soto? And by the way, they didn't even get Walker yet.
I understand
that. That's enough of a difference. Well, I don't know how you can say you love.
Because the defense was atrocious a year ago.
Well, that's different, yeah.
And Sal, first base.
I agree.
Anthony Rizzo didn't hit a home run after June.
Agreed.
I mean, you had Cabrera playing first.
Right.
You had Ben Rice. Stop.
I know, I get it.
Christian Walker, man. If they get him. That's why I said it's not done.
I just think that would have been better with Soto and Walker, which they needed anyway, versus Bellinger and Walker.
But there's no guarantee they would have gotten Walker, which, to be fair, is a different discussion criticism.
But they've spent the same amount of money. They've spent the same money that they would have spent on Soto on Bellinger and Fried. That's the point.
I know that they have. Where you and I truly disagree is the ability to split up that money and make the team better. Hey, they lost star power. I mean, I'm not saying Bellinger's going top three in the MVP. Yeah.
Like, what happens if Judge gets hurt?
What happens if Juan Soto gets hurt?
What happens if he gets hurt? The Mets are screwed.
Yanks are in trouble.
I know that the Mets would be screwed because they don't have insurance, just like the Yankees didn't prior to Juan Soto's arrival. So if Judge were to go down, they had Soto still as their star. Now, they don't. And also, Stanton, like you're looking at the lineup saying Stanton for another year. I'm not saying the Yankees are going to be bad.
The Yankees are going to win 90-something games and be where they always are. This narrative that the Yankees are imploding is laughable
to me.
Whatever word you want to use.
Right.
Imploding.
Well, I don't know where
I'm saying just the general narrative. The Yankees have had an offseason that is not good. Do people know baseball anymore? Like, this fixation on the star power of sports is really among the dumbest things I've ever seen. Think about the Yankees.
You think Bellinger's better than Soto?
I'm not saying that.
Okay, I would hope that you wouldn't say that. So that's all I'm saying. Right now, they replaced Soto with Bellinger. You can't say that it's better when he's not. He's not better.
Who's got the best rotation in baseball?
I think the Dodgers, by far.
By far?
Yeah, by far.
Okay.
And look at the Dodgers are loaded.
Dude, they were doing a bullpen game of the World Series in the playoffs.
They added Blake Snell. So they got Yankees coming back healthy.
So do the Yankees. Yeah. Listen, it very well might be Dodgers and Yankees 1-2. I get that.
They got Ohtani coming back.
Understood. Listen.
They probably get Sasaki. I mean, we're going to see where that checks.
They might. I mean, and we'll react to it. They might get him. Padres might get him, whatever. The Yankees adding to their strength is brilliant. The Yankees, listen, I know that the Yankees wanted to keep Juan Soto, and that would have been amazing in itself. That's a different discussion than, are the Yankees in the process of building out a better team? Which I absolutely believe that they are.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is in Bayonne. What's up, John?
Oh, Sal, you're cracking me up here. You guys, nobody's mentioning that we lost Verdugo. That's why we got Bellinger. We lost Rizzo. He could either play first or he could play the outfield somewhere. But we got a guy in the minors nobody's talking about. His name is The Martian, okay? The Martian, who's young, who's a 5-tool player, who could play center field, who plays a better outfield than Soto, okay?
No, he doesn't. Bye, John. I can't. Come on. You got to come with. You could talk about Bellinger. Bellinger's going to be playing center field. Did you watch The Martian, as you call him, last year? How many games did he play in the big leagues? And he was a butcher in the outfield last year, so much so that he couldn't be on the Yankees postseason roster as far as having an impact in the outfield. Like, let's not, if you're going to make a case, make the case that BT is making with Fried, with Williams, with Bellinger, hopefully with Walker, and maybe with Bregman or Arenado. Like, if you get Walker and a third baseman, then I think you could say, okay, the Yankees went all in. They filled all the holes that they had. Still not as good individually as Soto, but if you talk about Bellinger and Walker and Bregman trying to replace what Soto got or whatever, Arenado is fine. That, to me, you can make the argument. Right now, look at their lineup. They have one guy that they brought in Bellinger, and they lost Soto. They are not as good today. Now, anything could happen here. I fully expect them to at least get a first baseman. I don't think they're getting a first baseman and a third baseman, though.
I don't think they'll do both either. That would surprise me. Unless they went like Teoscar Hernandez for 1 year, then they go for the third baseman. Which, by the way, I don't want that. Here's the thing, too.
Yeah,
I think
you want Teoscar?
No, I'm saying which I don't want that. Like I think if they
why
went,
why not just Dominguez in left? No,
no. I'm talking about if they could put Hernandez at first. Not Teoscar Hernandez.
Santander.
No, not even Santander. Who I don't want, and yeah. I'm actually worried that they might overpay Santander. No, not Bellinger. Either way, right. The other thing that's getting overlooked here too, and I think that this really matters. Now, I agree. I think to just put Dominguez, you know, on this pedestal is way premature, borderline ridiculous. But the beautiful thing about the way the Yankees are constructed right now, he's not batting anywhere inside of the top six slots in the lineup. Now, if he starts the season 7 or 8 and he bombs and he mashes, not bombs, right, but right, mashes right, right. Like he did a couple of years ago in the small sample, he always can elevate and work his way up in a lineup. That's a good thing. But I think that the other thing that you have to incorporate is you're going to have Jazz Chisholm for 162 at second base. Right. And by the way, even if Jazz is at third, which I don't want him to be, Jazz Chisholm stole 40 bases last year and hit 25 home runs. And Gleyber Torres, yeah, I know he hit in the postseason, right. Was a mess mentally, a slug on the bases, and an absolute butcher at second base, and in a hitting coma the first 3 months of the season. That's another advantage for the Yankees. So it's not just, all right, so you lost Soto, and here's Bellinger, and Judge back to his proper spot, but it's the other aspects, and hoping, and these are predicated on hope, really, because it hasn't happened yet, the young guys getting better.
Well, that's a huge...
I know it is. It's probably going to determine everything about this team for the next 3, 4, 5 years with Wells, Volpe, and Dominguez. I'm going to grant you that. Like, at least two have to be above average day-to-day major league players, and I'm pretty sure Wells will be, and I think Volpe will be, I think. But look at second base. It's like the guy that drove Yankee fans nuts is gone.
Yeah,
the guy who's playing there is a blur with power.
Addition by subtraction with Gleyber. I don't love Jazz as much as you do. I mean, obviously, you can't argue with his athleticism, but I don't think he's a terrific offensive player or some stud offensive player. And also maybe some issues there, too. We'll see how it is with Jazz for a full season. Now, Dominguez, to the Coles point before, like, yeah, there's a lot of hype there. He could be an impact bat. He was when he burst onto the scene for the first 8 games. So there is something that we don't really know how to look at Dominguez right now. We've seen some good. We've seen some bad.
Yeah.
And you know, the defense was brutal, so you have to live with whatever he's going to give you in left field. I would, if it's me and the Yankees right now, I would have Bellinger in center, obviously, which it seems like they're going to do. Judge and right, and Dominguez in left. I don't think there's a better alternative to Dominguez and a potential in left. And to your point, BT, you don't have to have him in the middle of the order.
Boom.
Yeah, so see how he works his way here. But with him, with Volpe, with Wells, at some point, of those three, those guys are going to have to produce an impactful clip.
I agree. I agree with that, Sal.
To truly be a superstar team.
I agree with that. And Judge has to stay healthy, and you can go through every team in baseball, maybe outside of the Dodgers who have everything. But
well, Dominguez could be an answer. Let's say Judge gets hurt, right?
Yep.
At older age, whatever, things happen. If Dominguez is what he was at his peak, there's your answer. Like, he could be that type of impact bat.
He could be, and he runs. But listen, if you think about everything that we talked about pertaining to the Yankees, what they should do or what they have done, I mentioned Dominguez, but I don't prominently feature him. If you notice, like, I kind of he's in the lower third. Like, he's not, I never put him second or fifth or sixth. You're batting seventh, eighth, or ninth to start. Probably seventh. I would think, depends where Volpe is to start the season. And I think that that's where, you know, the realistic possibilities of what, both good and bad, I've incorporated that. I'm not leaning on Dominguez to smack 30 bombs and steal 25 bases. Now, maybe there's some upside there, but you don't need him to be great right away.
Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, bud.
BT, Sal, how are you doing, guys?
What's up, man? Eric?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, great conversation. I'm with you. And Sal, I sort of get where you're coming from. But for me, you know, as a Yankees fan, I mean, let's not get it twisted. Losing Soto sucks, right? I mean, we know that. Obviously, it's a loss. It's almost virtually impossible to replace a player of his magnitude at the plate. We understand that. But I think what Cashman has done thus far, you know, is probably in that BB plus territory. And now, yeah, it's what are we doing at third base? I do think that it's got to be Arenado. I think, I don't know. I don't know why it hasn't been done yet. I would have thought that Arenado might have been first on the list. But be that as it may, you never really know how this stuff plays out. But Arenado, to me, is where that Bregman's going to be an overpay without doubt. I don't want to give that guy 7-8 years. Forget that. As good as he may be, you know, at least in the next couple. And then I don't know. I mean, I know, BT, I heard you just say you don't want Santander. You know, he's a masher. He's going to hit 30-plus, and he's not going to cost much.
What position is he playing?
Yeah, that's my question.
Play.
Where's he playing position-wise, defense?
That's a great question. I think, I mean, does he play or can he play first base?
Well, I'm not in the business of Christian Walker.
Eric,
I'm not saying that he can't, but I'll tell you this. I'm not in the business of finding out if he can play first base. Yeah. Those days are over. No, when the Yankees take the field on opening day, first baseman better be Walker. And if it's not Walker, you know, I don't love Pete. But at that point, I would take Pete because I know he can at least catch the ball. And you can't mess around anymore with guys who cannot play defense.
I want to ask you something about Bregman again when we come back.
Okay.
He's an interesting piece here. Both you and I are in agreement that I don't love him at the cost. But if we're taking that out of the equation, you know, we see where we stand with the Yankees acquiring Bregman. 888. Well, look, the Yankees have made some nice moves here. They clearly need more. BT and Sal back on the fan, continuing with your calls on this big Yankees day. Max Fried will be introduced as a member of the Bronx Bombers coming up at noon. We'll have all the coverage as we throw it out there. Live coverage with Susan Wolman. 888-808-1019 is the number to call us. Until then, I mentioned BT before the break, before we get back to the calls here, about Bregman. Just the player. Forget, because I think a big reason for me, and I'm assuming you the same thing, but I'd be curious your answer here. A big reason why I wouldn't want Bregman is because of what he's going to cost. I don't want to commit 6 years, whatever it is, 180. I don't even know what he's going to end up getting, but something like that.
I think it's more than six. I think seven.
Okay, right. So you're talking about a big commitment. If you take that out of the equation, the player himself for a year or two, I mean, that to me is appealing. Bregman's got guts.
Mm-hmm.
He's a terrific defensive player. He's postseason proven. I don't think he's going to be intimidated by New York or any kind of pressure, the pinstripes or all that stuff. And he's not declined. Like, there's a slow decline in some of his numbers, but that's from a really high level of production. Like, career 270 hitter. He hit 260 last year. Okay, he's going to hit 25 homers, probably driving over, 75 runs, whatever, similar to what he's done the last couple years. I think you take that, you pencil him in, that's a solid third baseman. Forget the contract. Would you be okay with just the player Bregman for the next couple years?
Okay, I think there's two things that the Yankee fan has to process. Number one, the cheating scandal for me means nothing. If you can play, if you're a game, if you're a bull, I mean, I won't say it means nothing. I mean, pertaining to this, it means nothing. Of course, it bothered me in real time. Yeah. So that means nothing to me. The other thing would be, and you addressed this, the length of any deal for Bregman. It's a massive problem. I mean, if he had a couple of years to go on his deal and it was an acquisition, but you're going to start out with a seven-year deal or so, I know he could pick it. What, do you put him in the two spot in front of Judge? You would imagine his numbers go up higher.
Yeah.
Battle-tested, a winner, postseason proven, glove, which matters with the pitchers that they have. I talk about this. That's why I'm even okay with Arenado, because Arenado's defensive metrics show there's been no drop. So
but Bregman's a better...
Oh, he's definitely a better baseball player.
Right, and obviously going to pay for it. Like
You might even get the Cardinals to eat some of that money, like the Cubbies ate the $5 million for Bellinger here, but third base is paramount here. I think third base is kind of overlooked if you have a guy that could really, really rake. But with some of the pitchers that they have, most notably now the addition of Max Fried as a slider cutter kind of guy, a lot of ground balls to third base. And if you have somebody who's a butcher over there, that's a problem. So in a long way, I really don't want Bregman for a lot of baseball reasons, given the long term. And the other thing, if this was not the case, then I would probably go the other way. And I do think they are in play for Bregman, which I don't necessarily agree with. I looked at his spray chart here. I'm looking at it right now. Every single hit he had this past season, if you go from center field to the right field foul pole, four home runs. Four.
Oh, he's a pull hitter.
Well, I mean, there's pull hitters, and then there's somebody who never goes oppo, and that's him. And that power is not going to play the way it played in Houston, and he wasn't like a 40-home run guy there anyway.
Right,
so
you get uptick from Bellinger because of the power with Short Porch and Ryan, maybe you lose a little bit of Bregman. I just feel like if the Yankees are going to go all in, here's what maybe I'll meet you in the middle. I don't think their lineup is going to be as good without Juan Soto, but that's old news. Soto was gone. Okay, well, Bellinger is in. We agree that they need Walker minimum at first base, and I just think he's a better fit for multiple reasons. He's an all-around, he's got the glove, short-term deal, just feels like a better fit for the Yankees. If they, on top of that, added Bregman and, I guess, Arenado to a lesser extent, at least now you've got some...
Bregman and Arenado?
No.
Or Arenado. One or the other. Gotcha.
Walker and...
Gotcha.
Walker and either Bregman or Arenado.
I'm pumped. It's a phenomenal offseason.
Yeah, well, look at the team. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to work out. Who the hell knows? But at least you have proven commodities in holes that you had at first base and third base. Again, they have to come here in New York and prove themselves, sure, but... give me your lineup right now, Yankee lineup. Like, to me, it's not.
You
said Bregman if they get. Let's say that they get Bregman or Arenado.
Okay, Bregman or and Walker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now Bregman, this is to me, that's not going to happen. Arenado. I think they're getting Walker. I think they're done after that.
I think if they get Walker, I think Arenado's still in play because it's cheaper. I don't think if they get Walker that Bregman's still in play. I'm going to meet you halfway there.
Okay.
All right. So. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So then
let's do it with Arenado.
Walker, Arenado, just to clean it up a little bit.
I'm going to start with, and he's going to have to prove he belongs here. I'm going to start with Volpe in the one spot, opening day.
I actually like that better than Jazz myself.
I'm going to probably go Bregman to. I'm going to definitely go, we're saying Arenado.
Yeah, Arenado,
okay.
Yeah. You got to go Belly there, no?
You could, because he can run. I could also go Bellinger 5, but I'm doing this on the fly.
Do you want somebody that could run in front of Judge?
Well, I mean, that would be Jazz Chisholm. I mean, so that's why I was kind of debating, do I put Jazz number 2?
What about Jazz 1, Judge 2?
I like Jazz. I don't like him as much in a leadoff spot.
But I guess my question is, if you have somebody that could run in front of Judge, doesn't that hurt, maybe messes with Judge a little bit? And also, if a guy's stealing second base, you just walk Judge.
Yeah, I mean, those are things that certainly are true. I mean, you've got to be very cognizant of that. But I'm just going to... Okay. So, but in broad terms, I'm going to build this out here.
Yep.
I'm going to go Volpe at short, Bellinger at center, Judge in right, Walker at first. Bellinger. Pardon me.
Jazz.
Jazz at second. So I got Volpe, Bellinger, Judge, Walker, Jazz.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Austin Wells here.
You got Stanton, we're forgetting too.
I got you. Austin Wells is gonna rip this year. Then I know that they won't hit Stanton 7. I would. Stanton 7th. Then I'm gonna go Dominguez
and Arenado.
Then I'd probably go Arenado 8, Dominguez 9.
Yeah, so, I would still probably try to have a Wells maybe protecting Judge. So maybe you move Judge up.
Well, Walker's the more accomplished hitter. So why wouldn't you want the more accomplished hitter protecting Judge? That doesn't mean as much to me. Yeah. I mean, it used to, but now you got to face three batters, whatever.
You could also have Bellinger in between those two.
You could. So again, Volpe, Bellinger, Judge, Walker, Jazz, Austin Wells, Stanton, Arenado, and Dominguez.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good
lineup. That's a much better lineup than last year, which is my only point.
But that's with adding. Well, I still am not, as an opponent of that lineup, I still am not fearing that the way that I feared Soto / Judge by that combination.
Okay.
But this clearly is a more balanced team where you got guys that can play their positions, play defense, some guys that could run a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not that threatening lineup that Soto and Judge would pose, but you have a balanced lineup, a deep lineup, and also you're not relying heavily on the younger guys, although Volpe in this spot would be the leadoff hitter. What the hell was I going to say there? There was something else that I thought I was going to add.
You throw the Arias thing out there, and that's kind of floating out there.
Well, also, this is with Walker and Arenado. Like, that's...
Understood.
But I'm saying it's still two major pieces away. Everybody's saying, well, Yankees have had a great offseason so far. Have they?
So far they have. We're grading on the so far, and then is this all they're going to do? So far, they've had a phenomenal offseason, in my opinion. If this is it, then they have not had a phenomenal fall. I mean, you got to get a first baseman.
Right.
Every great Yankee championship team, really, ironically, outside of the 70s, when it was more Chris Chandler, who was good and was clutch, but wasn't really anything special, you had Tino. Come on, we know the first. You had Mark Teixeira. You need a first baseman.
Joseph is calling from Charlotte. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? As you guys know, huge Mets fan, but I got to say what the Yankees are doing is tremendous. I think their lineup right now is probably better than it was last year. Their team, sorry. The team is better than it was last year. They got the best rotation in baseball. I don't want to hear the Dodgers.
It is the
best
Dodgers. It's not even close, baseball. Actually. What do you mean?
Trust me, it's close. They got three frontline starters right now.
The Dodgers have everything. The Dodgers are loaded. Come on now, Joseph. You could say the Yankees have a great rotation. They're not as good as the Dodgers.
It's all right. It's arguably one of the two best. Bullpen, one of the best. I mean, their lineup. If they add a Walker and or Bregman and Arenado, they got the best team in baseball, in my opinion. And I don't care about the Dodgers lineup.
Hey, what do you mean you don't care about the Dodgers lineup? I don't understand that
because
argument.
It's longer. The Dodgers are top heavy. The Yankees, and I hate the Yankees. Trust me, I grew up.
Has nothing to do with that. You have to acknowledge how great
they are. But I have to give them their props. If they add Walker and they add,
it's a pretty
Arenado,
big hit, though. No, Joseph, and thank you for the call. I mean, let's not dismiss the Dodgers, and let's not just start adding guys. Like, those are big ifs. I told you, BT. I'll agree with you that the Yankees have had a terrific offseason if, in fact, they add a legitimate first baseman and third baseman. And so those are big ifs. I think they get one. I don't think they're getting both. And also, let's not make it like the Dodgers aren't loaded every which way possible. I hate the Dodgers, but come on.
The Dodgers are absolutely stacked, and there's no way I'm going to engage in this. The Yankees are better than the Dodgers. The Dodgers just rolled the Yankees in the World Series. That is a
Yankees,
dumb conversation for now.
Exactly. It doesn't mean the Yankees couldn't beat them.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
On paper,
yeah.
The Dodgers are top heavy.
Think about the way he started his call, because you're right, they have more to do, and that's really the genesis of this conversation. But he started with the Yankees have the best rotation in baseball. Okay, if you want to say the Dodgers with getting Blake Snell and now obviously Ohtani and Glasnow.
Yeah.
No, I won't even really debate you there. It's very close, but it's 1, 2, or 3. And that is without any other moves. That's incorporating the moves they've already made. So it's not like, well, if they get that guy, it's going to... No, they got the guy, and they got the reigning rookie of the year, and they got Gerrit Cole, and they got Clark Schmidt. Yanks rotation is phenomenal.
You have no concerns about Fried in New York? West Coast guy.
You know what, Sal?
Pitching in Atlanta.
It's always interesting. I will show those concerns or reserve. I have no reservations now. I did early, and I said that to you. I'm like, does he really want a pitcher? And then once they got him, really the impetus behind him coming here was that he wanted the Bronx.
Right.
So if you want this, it doesn't mean he can't get here and say, oh boy, I didn't think it was quite this intense. Sure. I mean, anything's possible, but he was proactive in wanting the Yankees. So that tells me that he'll be fine. But again, what the last caller addressed, it's not what they have to do. Yankees rotation's phenomenal. Bullpen's phenomenal. Best player in baseball. Now you got a guy. And listen, I know that this doesn't matter right now, but I'm looking at some of the Bellinger stuff early and some of the StatCast stuff. You know, if he played all the balls that he hit last year, if he was a Yankee, he'd have 7 more home runs. Does it mean it's going to happen in 2025? No. But if he's healthy, you could book it. 25 minimum bombs, 20 steals, you know, and he's going to have a decent average. He's not going to strike out a lot. And think about the Yankees' holes for years. Empty at bats, swinging for the fences, striking out. Yankees are just more circular. It is. Cashman's crushing it.
And we'll have Max Fried's press conference coming up at noon right here on The Fan. BT and Sal back on The Fan. Different type show for you today as we get the Max Fried press conference coming up at noon. We'll have all the coverage. Susan Waldman live from Yankee Stadium as they introduce their new stud pitcher today at noon, Max Fried. Let's continue with the calls here, BT. 888-808-1019. Yankees making some moves. Fans are excited about it. Rob is in New Hyde Park. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. First-time caller. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. What's up, Rob?
Just wanted to talk about rounding out the Yankees roster and love the conversations you guys are having. There's three main moves I'd love to see them make. Two guys, wild cards that you haven't really talked about, but just wanted to roll through them real quick. Christian Walker, I think, is a sure thing at first base. Wouldn't be mad about Pete Alonso, but I think Christian's the guy, glove and bat. And then the other two, wild cards, I'd say give Jose Iglesias a shot at third base. The guy rakes at Yankee Stadium throughout his entire career. And then lastly, trade a haul for Brian Reynolds in left field.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be willing to give up the Martian for that.
I'm not doing that at this point. And listen, I think Reynolds is good. I think there was a point where I would have maybe been like, all right, let's do it. He's good.
Feels like Cashman's wanted him forever. He keeps coming up in trade rooms. By the way, you don't want Iglesias. Like, we're talking about trying to get the Yankees to be a World Series team, and I love Iglesias. He's a bench player. He shouldn't even be starting on the Mets this year. I don't think he's going to be. Some team may overpay him, but that's not where you're looking to go here for the Yankees. Now, maybe there's other options, BT, than Bregman and Arenado, but Iglesias would not be the answer there.
Not as a starter. What did Reynolds do last year? Yeah, 275, you know, 24 and 88. Yeah, OPS 791.
Would you rather Pete or Bregman?
Well, I'd rather Bregman because that probably means they get Walker.
What if it's Ben Rice at first?
That would bother me.
If you're gonna, I guess my point is they're probably gonna get Bregman might get more. But contract for contract, forget Walker for a second because you know his value is gonna be probably better, meaning, yes, he's older, but he's a good defensive first baseman. It's going to be a shorter contract. But let's forget him for a second.
Okay.
Alonso at first versus Bregman at third. If you had to make one of those big moves and you're committing that time, that type of contract, which one would you go with?
I'd probably say Pete.
Interesting.
I'd probably say Pete.
I would probably go Bregman for the Yankees.
Well, I know Pete's not getting a 7-year deal. He's not getting a 6-year deal. I don't even think he's getting fired for the Yankees. Maybe from the Mets.
I know, but Bregman's just a better all-around player. Like, Pete's going to hit more home runs than Bregman.
Yep.
Although you start to say, and Pete could hit some home runs to the opposite field, unlike Bregman.
He got away from that a little bit a year ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I still think at Yankee Stadium, Pete's numbers would come down a little bit. He's not going there. I'm still not buying any of that stuff. But Bregman, to me, would be a better fit. Playing third, you could live with Ben Rice if you had to, or even LeMahieu. I hate even bringing up his name, but and I know you don't want to do that at first base necessarily, but if you just had to pick one, I know you don't love either, which is why I figured it'd be fun to ask you.
Well, you know, it's weird. Bregman's a better baseball player. And maybe I shouldn't fixate on the length of the deal. I mean, yeah, it's not my money, but I'm just tired of these rosters being clogged up, whether it's Stanton, whether it's LeMahieu, whether it's Hicks all these years later.
You're not worried about it with Fried?
Not as much, because I remember, I documented this with you.
Yeah.
The money, like when Gerrit Cole basically when Fried's got like 2 years to go, Gerrit Cole's done. Rodon's only got, you know, this will be year 3 for Rodon.
He signed a six-year
deal. So there's not going to be a ton of overlap there. Listen, if Schmidt's, you know, I mean, obviously he's very controllable. Luis Gil, very controllable. By then, Stroman will be long gone. So it's not as handcuffing as I think some people think. You know, now I'm starting to wonder, like, would I take Santander in left field and then go with, like, a Ben Rice at first base? That's the one guy, if you notice how all the conversations we've had, I mean, we have had firm opinions on everybody, whether it's what they should get, where they are as a player. Santander, admittedly, is the one guy that I don't really know who he is, and I'm not even sure how I feel about him.
I think he's more of a product of that ballpark as well.
He moved the they moved the fences back out there in left field all those years ago. He's a switch hitter, hit 44 bombs.
I'd rather have Walker at first.
Oh, no, me too. But what about, well, what if you do Santander? I mean, now this is getting wacky, but how about Santander in left, Ben Rice at first, cheap, and then Bregman at third? Or Arenado with third.
I mean, either way, you're adding two legit bats in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't any good options in the outfield, so maybe that's why Santander is appealing. He could play left. We know that for sure.
I don't.
And also, what about Dominguez then? What does that do for him?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I'd rather invest at first base.